And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the sidelines is Marty Rogers, and it is back at the friendly confines of Martin Stadium as our longtime Vikings prepare to take on the Lee County Trojans in a hotly contested Region 1-6A ball game tonight. And we'll talk a lot about that here in the Countdown to Kickoff. I want to thank all of our sponsors, especially Southwest Georgia Bank, for their sponsorship of our Countdown to Kickoff. Taylor, it is fun to be back here at Martin Stadium, though.
Yeah, we enjoy getting back here to the stadium and the home crowd. And, you know, we've had a lot of games here at home that have just not really felt like a home game. When you talk about the weather and
yeah.
the shortened delays and, you know, the game against Colquitt where it was a pouring down rain all night, and I don't think the crowd was really the way we're capable of having a crowd. So tonight, the weather's supposed to be beautiful. And it's a Region 1 game. It is a very important game for us. I mean, we talk about it all year long that every game in the region is very important. But when you go in an 0-2 hole, they start to get very critical real fast, and tonight is no different than that.
Well, one of the things I studied over to prepare for tonight, I thought about the three games we've lost. Right now, Roswell is the number three team in the state. Colquitt's the number one team in the state. And Camden is the number six team in the state.
But, on that same line, Bill, each of those teams is 21-0. They
yeah.
haven't lost a single ball game.
Yeah, and really, that phenomenally, those are the three games we lost. Are there problems? Yeah, I think there's some detail issues that still need to work on. But tonight, I think, is the game that answers all those questions. If Lowndes comes out, plays like we did against Newton, I use that as an example. Newton, a 6A team, played very well up to that point. They're still 4-2, I think, right now in their overall play right now as well.
I think they've only lost one game still. I could be wrong there, but
you're right. 6-1. They're 6-1 right now, and the only game they lost is to us.
Yeah, the Newton game I think was complete game for us.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at all aspects, offense, defense, special teams, you know, some of our losses we've just, you know, we're not in it for moral victories, but we
yeah.
took some things away from those that, man, if we just had this go our way, this had that. You know, it could have been a different ball game, but, you know, we can what if all night, and what if is for, you know, talking January and February.
Yeah.
But, we're in the thick of region play, and we got to start producing on the field, or we're going to be sitting home come second week of November.
Well, it is. You've got the two best teams possibly in our region now out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Lee and Valdosta and Tiff County, but you've got to say, those two, Colquitt and Camden, they're heads and shoulders above the rest of the region right now. They're out of the way.
Yeah.
We can win a ball game tonight against the Lee County team, prepare for a week off, got Valdosta coming into Martin Stadium. That's a rivalry game, but again, a situation where we can play that team really well. You go on the road to end the season at Tiff County, but it's one of those things we could get on a good roll right
yeah.
now, and maybe if we make the playoffs, then you roll into the playoffs as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you win these next three ball games, which I think are doable, you set yourself up pretty well. Want to take this opportunity to go down to our good buddy, our eyes on the field, Marty Rogers, and get his take of the atmosphere so far and what it's looking like in warm-ups. How you doing, Marty?
I'm great, guys. I'm great. I'm loving this weather, y'all. It's not a cloud in the sky. It's a little cooler than normal. I've even broke out and I got the pants on. I'm feeling football weather down here, guys, and I love it. But just talking about the mood, I have had a chance to talk to some of the players and a few of the coaches, and a lot, like I said last week, it's very businesslike, very focused. Hopefully, you know, we came out playing very well early on last week and then just had a couple bad breaks and kind of lost it. Hopefully we come out the same way, playing very well, and we can kind of keep it on track tonight.
Well, Marty, I appreciate that, and thanks to Equipment Parts Supply for their support of our sideline updates throughout the season as well. We're going to talk about our impact players in a little while, and one of the things that I know I'm excited to talk about is the mood of the team, as Marty just said. Players that have, you know, been out with some minor injuries that are coming back, guys that have got a renewed sense about what their purpose is in this team. So I'm excited about getting to our impact players.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important. It's very critical to, I think, what we do. We want, as you're driving in, listening to the broadcast, who do I need to look for? You know, who are you guys thinking are some guys to keep an eye on? Who's getting looked at by D1 level or maybe even Division II level? That's what we try to do in that segment, and it's very critical to us. But we'll get to that along with our coaches' interviews. Both teams are on the field, kind of in their preliminary work warm-up, you know, T-shirt or shirts and just the pants and whatnot. But they're going to go back in the locker room. They're going to get down to business where they start actually hitting a little bit here shortly. You are listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We're going to take a two-minute break here on 99.5 Kick Country.
And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. We're going to head down to the field now and get the visiting coach interview, thanks to Traditions Flooring.
Guys, I am standing here with Coach Dean Fabrizio. Of course, Coach Fabrizio has been here at Lee County since 09. Coach, your team got off to a great start this year, 6-0, heading into last week, ran into a bus all over there in Colquitt County. Tough loss. How did your team respond in practice this week? What's their focus been like and their attitude after that?
Well, our kids do a good job, win or lose, of coming back out on Monday, learning from their mistakes and refocusing on the next opponent. You know, we've always done a good job of that, and our kids did a real good job of that this week.
Well, good, Coach. And, of course, your team is averaged offensively. You've kind of been known for that since you've been there. You move the ball a lot, put a lot of points on the board, and you're averaging over 41 points a game this year so far. But you're led by your senior quarterback, returning starter from last year. Our guys remember him very well. He had a great game last year against us. Talk to us about his skill set and talk to us a little bit about his leadership, not only, you know, on offense, but to your team in general.
Well, Garrett's a really good player for us. You know, he's committed to Marshall University, does a great job leading this team. Of course, with our offense, you know, everything flows through the quarterback. So he's really thrust into that leadership position. But, you know, he's a kid that's a two-sport athlete. He's one of the best baseball players on the team and really gets a lot of respect not only on the football team but throughout the school.
Well, I know he's got a lot of weapons around him, including great receiver and good running back there. But talk to us a little bit about those guys. Who are some other players on offense we should keep our eye on tonight?
Well, we try to spread the ball around to a lot of guys. But, you know, Emmanuel Trey Eford is our leading receiver. I think he's got 11 touchdowns so far this year. You know, he's number 23. He's one of the top 100-meter sprinters in the state. And he probably leads our skill guys. But we've got a few other guys we think can do some things well.
Well, Coach, flipping over to the other side of the ball, offense is kind of what everybody's kind of known about you. But your defense has played extremely well as well this year. You've had three shutouts. What's the strengths of your defense, and who are some of the leaders and players to watch on that defensive side of the ball?
We've got several three-year starters on defense. You know, we're led up front. Our junior nose guard, Aubrey Solomon, has been a great player for us this year. Collins Tinsley, right next to him at defensive end, is a three-year starter. And we've got Ronald Wilson, who's a three-year starter at linebacker, and then in the secondary, Nui Misahan, another three-year starter. So we've got a lot of experience over there. We expect them to play well, and for the most part, they played really well this year.
Well, Coach, reading a little bit about you, learning a little bit about you, I understand you're a coach that loves attention to detail. Of course, that's why you've had a lot of success there. But one thing I want to ask you about is I also saw where you were named National Coach of the Year for the AFJ, a football journey. And I was real impressed with that. It's a kind of an on-the-field, off-the-field program. Talk to us a little bit about that, and how has that helped your team, both on and off the field, since you picked up that program a couple of years ago?
Well, what a football journey is it's a character education program, and we've always had character education in our program, but what a football journey does is puts it in a detailed curriculum and tailors it to each grade level, where it has something specific for the freshmen, specific sophomores, juniors, and where it's different, and really attacks what they're experiencing at that time. And it's really been a big help to our program and helped our kids both on the field and in the school building. It's really had a big impact.
Well, Coach, that's an awesome program. Thank you for talking with us. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the year.
Guys, thanks a bunch. You know, this is my first time coaching in Martin Stadium. You know, I've driven past it a million times, and it's, boy, it's everything it's cracked up to be. It's as fine a venue as I've ever coached in. So I'm really excited to be here.
Thanks, Coach.
Marty, thanks for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview, and what a great coach. I mean, he's just done a phenomenal job at Lee, and as he said, his first time in Martin Stadium because Lee just joined the region just a couple of years ago.
Just joined the region again.
Again, yeah. Well,
what a class that Coach Fabrizio is. I think, you know, if you were thinking last year, like a lot of us were, I'll be completely honest with you about, well, Lee used to be the stepping child, redheaded stepchild. They've proven that they're not. Marty, you got Coach, you ready to go, brother?
Coach Randy McPherson, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, I'm here, of course, with the head ball coach of the Lowndes County Vikings, Coach Mack. Actually, Lowndes High Vikings, I should say. Coach Mack, tonight's a big game. It's a big game in the fact that we need a win to stay in the playoff hunt. What did you say to your team this week to kind of get them back focused and get them on track after a tough loss last week to get them ready for tonight in Lee County?
Well, you know, we just went back to work, tried to get better. You know, the kids responded well. We got, you know, our problem the last couple of weeks, you know, other than playing two great teams, is execution. You know, we got to execute better. We got to play to have fun, play hard, you know, fly around.
Coach, speaking of execution, your offense has executed extremely well, especially of late. They've had over 400 yards of offense last week. What do you see out of Lee County's defense on film, and what's going to be the keys to moving the ball against them tonight offensively?
Well, we're going to have to block them. You know, we're going to have to be able to run the ball some kind of way, and when we throw it, we're going to have to make the completions and keep the quarterback from getting sacked.
That's definitely a big part of it, Coach. Talking about making completions and catching the ball when we do throw it, Xavier Jenkins has set out some of the last two games in the first half. He came in last week, had a huge impact on the game. What's his practice status been this week? How's he been? And is he expecting to play tonight?
He's got to start tonight. He had a great week of practice. He's done a real good job this week.
Good to hear, Coach. Now, flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, your team, I thought, played extremely well last week, especially in the first half. They just got tired. They wore out. Lee's got a very good offense. What do we have to do to slow them down or try to stop them tonight?
Well, we've got to have to slow the running game down for sure. And we're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback. And don't, you know, big plays. They're a big play offense. We got to eliminate the big plays.
And big plays are something you've obviously preached about for a long time here. But big plays, one of them is turnovers. We've lost that battle in the three games we've lost. What do you say to your team? What do y'all work on this week to try to curb the turnover war back over in our favor?
Well, we got to protect the ball, you know, make good decisions, cover it up in traffic, just play hard.
Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you for speaking with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. Bill, before we go to a break, I want to talk about this twice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Once right now before we go to break. Tonight, you're wondering maybe, hey, what's the cupboard look like for us coming up?
Oh, good, yeah.
We've got a Lowndes Middle School team that went 6th, 7th, and 8th grade undefeated. 6th grade, they were 5-0 in 2013. In 2014, they were 6-0. And then this year, as 8th graders, they were 6-0. We'll get to some of their little tidbits. It's a very talented Lowndes Middle School team that's been playing well together for the last couple years, and they're going to be recognized here tonight for that undefeated run. It's just so hard to do, and if you're thinking about getting to the stadium a little early, get here a little bit early so you can give these guys a big round of applause. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And we welcome you up here to the CBC Bank Press Box. What a great night it is tonight as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Lee County Trojans, the third game of the region's schedule for the 2015 season. I want to remind our listeners, if you followed us on Twitter over the years, we've kind of laxed off on Twitter because it's too much trouble sometimes to be able to post something on Twitter, keep up with the game. And well, tonight we've got something set up so that we'll be able to do that directly from our DAC Stats program. So if you've not followed us in the past, go to Twitter, @TheVikingVoice. If you followed us before, pull up your phone. We're going to have update tweets throughout the night, scoring updates, end of quarter, everything that you can imagine. We're going to be able to get tweets out much faster tonight, and I'm really excited about that. So if you're not able to get the radio broadcast or whatever, you're going to be able to pick it up on Twitter.
Absolutely, Bill. Also, we do plan on live streaming the video for the Wintersville Classic.
Yes, thank you.
We will have that information on our website at some point between now and the Wintersville Classic.
Including the link.
The link to get to that. It's going to be here at Martin Stadium, and we're going to have full video and audio for the Wintersville Classic this year. So we'd love for you to be here in person. If you can't make it, you're listening from far away, and you want to say, hey, I'd love to watch that game, go to the Viking Boys sometime between now and the next 2 weeks, and we'll have a link set up there for you to be able to get ready to watch that game.
Yeah, just to kind of give everybody a background, it's going to be a really nice two-camera HD system.
Yeah.
We tested it on Wednesday. What a great picture we were able to get.
Yeah.
Taylor will be doing play-by-play just down to the left of us. We're going to lose him for that game here on the radio broadcast, but you can go over to the Internet if you want to be able to watch that as well. I'll tell you, you can listen to us and watch him if you want to, but whichever works out for you. But again, we're excited about that because that's a sold-out ball game, of course. The Wintersville Classic, that'll be the October 30th, So whether you want to listen on radio, listen on and watch online, you can do both of those, and we'll have it all for you as part of the production of The Viking Voice.
Marty, what you got, brother?
Guys, speaking of the Wintersville Classic, just want to quickly mention that we do have a Wintersville 5K, first annual, first ever 5K. It's a joint 5K with both the Lowndes County Education Improvement Foundation and the Valdosta City School Foundation. We've gone in together. Taylor, you and I both have been heavily involved in it. Next Saturday, guys, it's going to be at the VSU Rec Center. There is a 5K starting at 8 and a one-mile fun run for the whole family starting at 9 o'clock. We need you to go on and sign up. You can go to the school's website, either school. You can also contact us if you're interested in sponsoring. We'd love to have some more sponsors. You can go on the Viking Voice and email us there, let us know, or you can go to the school and contact them, call them, whatever. But the both schools are coming together to have a run the week ahead of Wintersville. So it's next Saturday, the Saturday before Wintersville. Great, great opportunity to come out, support the community, support the school systems. There's going to be cheerleaders and band and everybody out there and just having a good time.
Thank you, Marty. I always like to give the weather. If you're sitting in your truck, what does it look like when I get to the stadium? 0% chance of rain. Kickoff, it says it's going to be about 70 degrees, 69, 70 degrees. And by the time the ball game ends, it should be about 65 degrees. So might be need to bring you a little light jacket for the game tonight. I want to take this opportunity to go ahead and go directly into our tradition scoring impact players tonight. And I want to start with the Lee offense. Coach Fabrizio talked to Marty about some of the key players for him on offense. I want to go ahead and do that as well. You know, I think, like he said, it all starts with the quarterback. Everything for them goes through that quarterback position. Keep an eye on number 12, Garrett Morrell. We thought last year he had a broke hand in this game, and he lit us up. I mean, he came in here and went over to Lee County, and really, I mean, he's one of the difference makers in that ball game. 6'3", 190-pound senior. He is the ninth leading rusher in the region with 32 carries for 291 and three rushing touchdowns. He is the third leading passer in the region, 72 completions for 141 attempts, 1,335 total passing yards, 18 touchdown passes. He has some four interceptions, so keep an eye on that tonight. Number 12, Garrett Morrell.
Well, I'm going to go who he's going to throw it to. That's number 23. We heard Coach talk about that as well. That's Trey Eford. Trey is 6'1". He's a senior wide receiver. He's got 21 catches on the season for 605 yards. And not kidding, 11 touchdowns. He's second in the region in 11 touchdowns. He's the fourth leading receiver in the region as well. This guy does it all. He's a track star. I mean, this guy has just done a phenomenal job. He's averaging 28.8 yards a catch. I watched some huddle of him, and this guy can move down the field. Our cornerbacks are going to have to get tight to be able to cover him. 6'1", and we got it.
6'1", 190 pounds.
That's right. He is my impact player for tonight's game.
Guys, both great choices, but I've heard many a great quarterback say it's almost impossible to throw the ball when you're on your back. So my tradition scoring impact player for the Trojans offense is going to be their left tackle, number 61, Chris Barnes. He's 6'4", 275. He leads that whole offensive line group there. He's the bell cow, if you will. He's their leader on the offensive line. He's committed to the University of Georgia, been that way since back in April. He's a very long-armed. Some I saw him even listen to 6'5". He's a very long offensive lineman. But it's his job to protect Garrett Morrell and give him time to hit Eford and some of these other receivers that they've got. And I looked at for him to have a big night tonight. We're going to hopefully get some pressure on him, but we've really got to try hard to get around Chris Barnes, number 61, their senior offensive lineman.
Well, somebody that's going to be trying to do that tonight for the Lowndes High defense, I think, Marty, is number 91, Logan Neely. 5'11", 200 pounds, kind of a outside linebacker / defensive end / leader of our ball club, household name. He is a senior. He leads our team in tackles with 29. He's got 5 for losses for his 16 total yards lost. We need a lot of 4 losses out of Logan tonight. It's one of those kids that's just real scrappy. He's always around the ball. He's always hustling. And he's going to be a guy you've got to keep an eye on tonight for the Lowndes High defense. Logan Neely's my tradition scoring defensive impact player.
For defense on Lowndes, I'm taking a look at number 25, Kedrick Clemens. I mean, we can talk about how many tackles he's got, what he does, but his presence on the field is a huge difference maker when it comes to this defense and how they perform. He's an outside linebacker, but he's a bit of a hybrid. He's a bit of a rover, star back kind of.
Like his brother was.
He can play a little bit of safety. He can come down and play linebacker. He's a guy that can stop the run and cover the back and tight ends out of the backfield. So Kedrick Clemons is going to have a game tonight, because I believe that's where we're going to see them trying to dump off underneath, and then what we do on the run stoppage as well. Number 25, Kedrick Clemons, is my impact player for the Loudoun Vikings.
Great choices again, guys, but I'm going to go with junior number 17, Justin Smith. We also know him as JT. JT's only 5'6", 161. Last week, Quayshon Roberts didn't play a whole lot on defense because we were playing down in the box with Camden's run game, and JT's a little tougher down in the box, so I had him on the field. But tonight, Quayshon will be back on the field. He'll be matched up with Eford a good bit tonight, which leaves the other guys on JT. And so far this year, teams have tried to take shots on JT. I don't know if it's because he's shorter, he is younger, but he's the one that's been picked on a little bit tonight. Of course, we saw the 98-yard touchdown when he fell down against Colquitt. I think they're going to come after JT tonight. I think he's up for the task. He's got one interception on the year. He's got 10 tackles. But JT is, I think, going to be up for the task tonight. And I think he has a big game for us tonight. I look to see him make maybe one or two big plays that really has an impact on this game tonight. So my tradition-scoring impact player for the Viking defense is number 17, Justin Smith.
Thanks, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Vikings. You know, I think I've taken this guy a lot this year, and rightfully so, in my opinion. Number two, Austin Dixon, 6'3", 166-pound senior. He's a household name on that offense. We got to look at him when he was a sophomore, thinking, man, this kid, is he going to have enough size to last in Region 1? He did a really good job. I mean, it's a guy that, you know, persevered young and has matured into the guy that he is today. His completion percentage is unreal. It is 73%. So when that ball leaves his hand in a pass, there's a 73% chance somebody's going to catch it. And think about all the drops he's had. I can think of three or four huge drops.
I probably think of almost a dozen.
That might have put that number close to 75, 75 to 80% completion percentage. On the season passing, he is 105 for 144, 1,231 yards. He's got 16 TD passes, and he's averaging 175.9 yards per game. Oh, and by the way, he's our leading rusher, too. 76 carries for 341 yards netted. His longest from the scrimmage is 62 yards, and he's got 5 touchdowns. Austin Dixon is very important to this Lions High offense. We got to have a great game out of him tonight. But, guys, he can't do it all by himself. Who do y'all got tonight?
Well, I'm going to be looking at number 85, Dylan Presley. I mean, I've been impressed with him. He's a senior this year. He's got 14 catches for 295 yards. He's averaging 21 yards a catch, 2 touchdowns. He's got a long one of 76 yards, and he's had others that are, you know, in that 50-yard range as well. And one of the things about Dylan Presley is he's not afraid to go across the middle. He's taken some shots. And if tonight Xavier Lee comes onto the field and he starts getting double-teamed, I think somebody like Dylan Presley, Xavier Jenkins, I still want to call him Lee, Xavier Jenkins gets on the field, Dylan Presley is going to be uncovered. And I think that's going to be a huge night for him. So Dylan Presley, number 85, is my impact player for tonight.
Well, guys, my impact player is the guy you just mentioned. Y'all write it down. I said it first. All of our fans know who Xavier Jenkins is. I think all of South Georgia, maybe all of Georgia, is going to hear about Xavier Jenkins tonight. He's had a great week of practice. He set out most of the first half, all of the first half last week, and most of the first half the week before. outplayed a little bit in practice. Kind of had to get his mind right. From what I've been told, he got it right. He's had a great week of practice. And he is a difference maker when he's on the field. Xavier is 6'5". He is a lightning burner there as far as the speed goes, one of the fastest guys on the team. I really think you see him have a big game tonight. Guys, he may have 8, 9, 10 catches. I don't know. But he's going to have a big game tonight, and I hope he will. But he is my tradition scoring impact player for the Viking offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the Lee defense, trying to defend that Lions High offense. You know, I've had a few conversations with Coach Pruitt in the last couple of days, and he cannot speak highly enough for number six for Lee County. He is only a sophomore. He started as a freshman at DB. He's got the look. Like you said, Xavier's got the look, Marty, when it comes to our offense. This kid looks like an athlete. 6'3", 196 pounds, sophomore. We don't have many stats on them. We don't really have any stats on them defensively, But on film, I'm being told that number six is the real deal. Oh, and by the way, he's got another guy that's playing number eight as a sophomore, too, as a DB. So really young in the secondary. You know, sophomores, you know, much like the Lowndes High defense, were really young in the secondary, too. But keep an eye on number six, Otis Reese.
Well, I'll add to that. I did see some huddle film that I watched this week. I did see one interception that he got against Tipp County. So he's got at least one interception in his stats. We do know about that. Defensively, I'm going to keep an eye on number 31. We heard the coach for Lee talk about him, Colin Tinsley. He's a 6'2", 225-pound defensive line senior, and the guy plays just to the outside at defensive end. They play that three-man front. He plays an outside defensive tackle, but he can play inside too. He's able to move outside and blitz from the outside, but he's got that twist move and the swim move inside too. So number 31, Colin Tinsley, is somebody we're going to need to keep an eye on that defensive line for the Lee County Trojans tonight. He's my impact player.
Guys, my tradition pulling impact player for Lee County is going to be their junior defensive lineman, Corey Carter. That's the name that ought to be familiar to some of our Viking fans. His dad played here at Lowndes High, James Wildman Carter, as we knew him. And he was a difference maker on the football field back in his day. Went on to play at Georgia Southern. I even went down and watched him as a kid at the Florida Georgia All-Star game in Orlando, and he was the defensive player of that game. But his son, Corey, is now a junior. He's over there at Lee County. He played last year down at Georgia Christian, was their starting middle linebacker, and led them to the state championship game where they got beat. But I was at that game, and he was all over the field. He had three sacks last week against Colquitt County. He's got a motor on him, a lot like his dad. He gets after it. He is feisty, and he's pretty quick for a defensive lineman. He's 6'2", 252 junior, number 41, Corey Carter, and that's going to be my tradition scoring impact player for Lee County's defense.
Marty, great choice there with Torrey Carter.
Corey Carter.
Great name here in the Lowndes High family. But he's playing for Lee now, and, you know, we got to get out there and stop him. Want to thank Traditions Flooring for sponsoring that segment. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. About 17 minutes away from kickoff, you are listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this two-minute break on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff here live at Martin Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sideline. We've got some special guests moving out onto the field tonight. You talked about them just a moment ago, Taylor. The Lowndes Middle School Vikings. Talk about them as they're walking out to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, what a great group of guys. Going to be ninth graders next year. They're undefeated in 3 years, which is very difficult to do. They've got 8 shutouts. They've combined for combined score of 558 to 120. They're 17-0 in 3 seasons at Lowndes Middle School. 3 years in a row, they beat Valdosta 132-14.
Wow.
So these guys don't like Valdosta. They want to play them and beat them. Some of the leaders on that team, the quarterback, Arendez Fed, great leader. He throws the ball real well. He's a very smart player. Geddy Brown, he's electric, plays both ways. He is a big impact player for them. Running back, Sean Martin, real tough, hard-nosed kid. He also plays linebacker. James Hill's a running back. He loves contact. He's really a good motor on the field for him and a good leader. This is a guy right here I'm really, really interested to see. Briar touched him. I think he's like 6'4", 6'5", already in eighth grade. Maybe like 250. Yeah, the guy standing on the 50-yard line right now. He's probably 3 inches taller than Coach Mack. He's an eighth grader. Briar touched him. Huge impact player for them. You can hear the fans in the background giving them a big round of applause. This is a team that we're going to need to get these players into the high school system and let them start practicing with varsity. Right away.
Yeah.
Let's move some of these kids to varsity. Elijah Miller is a defensive tackle, a big force to be reckoned with on the defensive side of the ball. And Josh Brown is a safety. He's a playmaker on defense. Really, really good secondary. Coach Tindall is the head coach and a name we're very familiar with. Lance Gerald, Coach Wild, Coach Blocker, Coach Mitchell, and Coach Miller. Some of the guys that helped do stats here for the Lowndes High football game are always here. Great group of guys. The cupboard is not bare when it comes to 8th graders. And Marty, I think you'd mentioned we have a softball update as well.
See if Marty's got that.
Yeah, guys, I was down there getting some high fives with some middle schoolers. But, guys, the softball team, played Hillgrove in the first round, swept Hillgrove 3-1 in the first game, 10-2 in the second game, moving on to the second round of the state playoffs. Congratulations to the Lowndes High softball team.
Yeah, and those girls came out of the 3 seed. Just like you talk about hitting your stride late in the season, these girls have hit that stride. Go to Hillgrove, they sweep them, they're up into the next round. They'll be on the road again, but they're excited about what they can do. That's a great great opportunity for these girls.
Yeah.
And girls softball is phenomenal here at Lowndes.
Absolutely. During the fall, we always forget about the other sport. One of the other sports that's played here, and it is softball, and they've got a good history of playing good. So, you know, softball is moving on. So, you know, keep an eye on them, and, you know, you really support them if you can. Make the journey to watch a game. But the band is out on the field, and, you know, it's very critical for us tonight, guys.
It is, and we talked about that at the top of the show. We're really to that point of a must-win.
Yeah.
I mean,
your back isn't to the wall, but you can reach back and touch it with your hands.
Yeah, and as we said, we've been playing against the best teams in the state. We've lost those games, but now there's no excuse. We're going to play a team that probably should be as evenly matched, and we should win this ball game.
Lee County's a top 15 team, in my opinion. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't think they're in the top 10 after their loss. But they're a team that's really good. I mean, they really dominated your Lowndes High Vikings last year. I mean, I know that's last year's game. They put 21 points on us in the first quarter. I mean, we blinked over in Lee County, and all of a sudden they're winning 21-0. So, you know, we cannot get away with that and win in Region 1. I mean, we've got to stop them tonight. You know, they put 14 on us in the second quarter last year, and we shut them out in the fourth quarter. We got a little bit on the momentum going in the third quarter, but that ball game 42-30. So, you know, it's very important we get off to a good start tonight.
Yeah, as the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have taken the field, they were grand champions over in Dothan, Alabama last week, and congratulations to the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen as well for their how well they did over in Dothan. Grand champion, first place over there. We're always proud of our Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen. As they get ready to play the national anthem, we're going to take a 3-minute break here, and we'll have our moment of silence as well. You're listening to Lowndes High Football here on the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 3-minute. And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We are live at Martin Stadium. As you hear the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen in the background, get us fired up and get us ready for tonight's matchup between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Lee County Trojans. The Bridgemen have spelled out Vikings across the field as they are getting this crowd fired up and ready. Taylor, this is high school football. I mean, this is region play, and I don't care what game you're playing. I don't care what the other team's record is, what your record is. It's region football, and you got to get excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the first time Lee County's ventured over to Martin Stadium, is my understanding.
In a long time, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever played here.
Yeah, they have. They used to play in our region 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Are we sure it's here, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've played both places.
But now
I've been here 11 years, and with my first trip to Lee County last year, and this is the first time I've seen Lee County play in Martin Stadium in the years that I've been broadcasting. I know Wes has been down on the field, and you've been here a lot longer than I have, Wes.
And it was back, I wish I could remember, it was somewhere around 03 or 04 where we went over to Lee County and played. And, of course, then Lee County came over here either the year before. So going over there, that was my second time last year going over to Lee County in 14 years.
Yeah, it could have been that 01-02 year. So.
Yeah, it was, guys. It was in the 01-02 year. My mother was actually still principal here at Lowndes. And when the principal at Lee County, when they came over here, was none other than Wes Taylor. He followed my mother, actually came to Lowndes High School in the spring, I believe, of 03. I mean, it's fall of 03 is when he came to Lowndes High. So it was 01-02, I believe, maybe in 02-03 that we were with Lee County and they came over here. But Wes Taylor was the principal of Lee County back then.
That is funny. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. Well, Wes, you've had an opportunity to be down on the field while we were doing the countdown to kickoff. You got to talk to, most importantly, in my opinion, those eighth graders that are coming up. What a great group of kids.
I had a chance to visit with them, and, of course, we were just cutting up a little bit and doing some touchdown Vikings with the future quarterback and the running back, and those guys were all excited. I'll tell you what, an awesome, awesome thing to be able to say you went through the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade undefeated, never lost a football game. And as Coach Tucker Pruitt said, I can't wait to get some of those guys up here.
I tell you what, you also got to see close up and personal those Lee County Trojans. This is a big football team.
They are. They are some big corn-fed country boys, a lot like Moultrie. They've got big offensive linemen, big defensive linemen, and we've got our hands full. These guys, they came to play last year. They have really come to play this year. They were embarrassed by Coughlin last week. They want to make a statement, but we've got a statement of our own to make, and right now we're going to go to Taylor Biddle.
Captains for tonight, first for the visiting Lee County Trojans, number 84, Devontae. Oh, my goodness. I apologize.
What
I have
number?
No clue how to say that.
What number is
84?
It?
84.
Number 84, that is Devontae Thigabong.
Thigabong. Number 1, New Masahan. Number 55, Brushard Fletcher. And number 35 for them is Trevante Grace. Good luck with those names tonight, boys.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was looking at Wes as you were coming through those names. Tripavong is going to be an interesting name. Go ahead with our captains tonight.
Ours, number 91, Logan Neely. Number 9, Gabe Neighbors. Number 33, Dez Copeland. Number 85, Dylan Presley. That's a couple of traditional sport and impact players as captains tonight.
We're going to go down to the field here in just a moment. Marty will have that coin toss for us. The officiating crew out of Macon tonight. So, again, as we've gone into region play now, we continue to see really new groups of officials, Wes.
And that's the way it's going to be. There was, we could go through all of why it's like that this year. There was some, I say, discussion, some disagreements among the member schools about what officials association they would use. The state stepped in and said, hey, we'll just take care of this. We'll assign the officials for all your region games. And that's Bill, stop, look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Number one, you will be calling it. Do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
What'd he say?
Tails.
Tails. Everybody good with tails? I'm going to flip this coin. If I drop it, we'll do it again. We have heads. You have won the toss, and you elect to
defer.
Defer. You will be receiving the ball, and you want to defend this scoreboard.
Guys, we won the toss, elected to defer, so we will be defending the scoreboard to start this game against Lee County.
All right, Marty, thank you for that equipment, part supply, sideline update. And I want to thank you for joining us here on the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. When you think banking in South Georgia, it's Southwest Georgia Bank here in Valdosta, Georgia, and in Moultrie. Be sure and stop by and tell them thank you for their support of the Lions High Countdown to Kickoff here during this 2015 football season. And now, for all your play-by-play action, it is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.